cold silence that we don't dare speak. There's a wall between us and a river so deep. We keep pretending that there's nothing wrong. There's a cold of silence and it can't go on.
Hi folks, I'm Alan Watt. This is Cutting Through the Matrix on the 11th of October 2012. For newcomers, I always suggest you make good use of the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com. You'll find well over 1,000 audios for free download, and I try and bring you through the big system that overlays the system that you're aware of, and you've been trained to only see the one system. There's a system above it all that coalesces together in a big agenda that was planned a long time ago by the richest people on the planet. They have academia on board, scientists on board, running the world properly, you see, properly. And they're bringing us all through the big transition, that's what they call it, the great transition phase, where they train the public to accept authoritarianism as opposed to any other form of government. And that's what you're getting trained under by the war on terror, etc. It's to go on forever, you see, until it's all finished. Not the terror, that is, that's us. It's a war on the population of the world to bring in a standardized world society, a reduced population, vastly reduced, and to get us to go along with it, you must always acquiesce to your own demise, and that's what they're training the public to do right now with the overpopulation nonsense, etc., etc. So help yourself to that. Find out the big agenda, the organizations, foundations that are all involved with it, how they run your governments. And Frank Zappa said that your governments are owned the entertainment arm of the military-industrial complex. I'd add to that the banking military-industrial complex. That's what government is, because the boys above them are the real bosses of this world. And remember, too, you can bring me to you by yourself, basically, by helping me keep going by buying the books and discs at cuttingthroughthematrix.com and donating, because I don't go into big business or anything like that. I think you lose a lot if you do. So you can buy the books and discs at the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com from US to Canada. You can use personal checks. You can use international postal money orders to Canada. You can also use PayPal or send cash across the world. It's Western Union, MoneyGram, and PayPal once again. But we truly are living in a scientifically designed society. They understand the human mind very well. They understand that the herd mentality, as Bernays called us all, we're the herd, and these are the guys that are the good shepherds, because we're not altruistic enough or bright enough to understand how we should behave and how we should run our lives, how we should obey, so we have all the better type doing it all for us today. You've been trained to listen to nothing but experts. That was designed a long time ago and put into motion. Lots of PR went into that movement to make us believe that experts are always correct. Right down to pulling them out for every silly little show on television. He's an expert on this, expert that, expert on the weather, what to dress, put an umbrella up as we rain, all that rubbish. It's actually training you that you can't think for yourselves. Don't trust yourself and your own observations or instincts. We're really, really going through the scientific stage of this scientific tyranny, as it was called by Aldous Huxley. And, of course, he said it's going to be a tyranny, along with Bertrand Russell, Lord Bertrand Russell. He said the same thing. It's going to be a tyranny. I'd rather be a scientific tyranny. He was all for it. And they said it would be ruthless. Ruthless. Absolutely. And it is. Because, you see, the big world boys don't want to just bring down population by persuasion and getting you to do the right or altruistic thing, as they keep telling us nowadays. But, you see, they're doing it already. They've been doing it since at least the 1950s, when the sperm count started to plummet because of what we're giving in vaccines and in your foot. It's much, much worse now. And you can see the physical changes, the bioengineering of both the male, young male, and young female. Back with more on this after this break.
There There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements, made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Hi folks, we're back cutting through the matrix, and I've talked over the years about how people are complicit in their own destruction because we give tacit approval by our silence of all the nasty things that are done to us. And even voting, in fact, is your tacit approval. That's your positive approval. In fact, if you actually vote, the people in charge can do anything to you that they wish. There's nothing written anywhere that will stop that in any of their literature. They can do whatever they want to you, and that's legally. So that's why they have the big pushes in a lot of countries that you must vote in certain countries as a law. But regardless of that, though, you understand you're not living. You truly are not living in some sort of Disney movie. This is reality, and reality is rather cruel and nasty. And the big boys at the top, who formed their big philanthropic clubs a long, long time ago, back in the 1800s primarily, had a big agenda because they looked around them and they saw all the unwashed masses trudging off to coal mines and different factories, etc. And it kind of frightened them, this mass of people at the bottom. They even had big discussions about how to make sure that these people didn't have a free time to be left to themselves, or they might start talking and realize how unhappy they were or should be. So they worked about 16 hours a day at one point. But they did have actual, you know, big international meetings about this. So they gave you eventually radio and television after penny novels, which was the way to keep you occupied in your free time, learning nothing. And And then they brought in the big public relations companies to get ways to make sure that you thought about the things the proper way, the way that you were taught. They want you to think about things. You come to the proper conclusions. In other words, you debate all the big things from the government that came down the pipe via television, etc., and the newspapers. It's a very simple technique. And most people don't consciously, they don't consciously work through any article they're given. They take it on face value, because why should anybody be lying to you? That's how simple this trick is. And even Brzezinski touched on that too, that shortly the people unable to reason for themselves, they expect the media, which is privately owned, remember, they expect the media to do their thinking for them and reasoning for them too. So it's a nasty world, and you do have these people at the top who decided a long time ago that eventually, with their big plans for a world society, they would invest all their stuff abroad, they get all the governments, which they owned, they own the governments, that they would have their investments moved offshore to different countries where the labor was cheap. What to do with the masses back home in the meantime? And they came into ideas of population reduction, all this kind of thing. It's been going on for a long, long time. And different countries have special people who are placed there by this one group that's been around the world for an awful long time to do the main jobs. And in America, it's the Rockefeller Foundation. They're the premier one for doing all the work about population reduction, handing out grants to scientists to experiment. They also are in massive businesses, even create varieties of corn and other things which have sterilizing agents in them. So we hear these things. Most folk, it goes over their head because they still can't believe that people would actually do that to them. And especially when, too, they have so many ads on television for the mums to buy all these corn cereals, etc., for the children. That was a big move. Before that, they didn't eat all these cereals. That was a public relations move, and Bernays was involved in the making of that at the time. And they loaded the stuff up initially with sugar to make sure it was addictive and quick to make, of course, so mum was happy. And we saw all the health problems start to arise from there. And as I say, infertility is normal now, pretty well in the Western society. Bill Gates talks about vaccines to reduce population. You understand that even as far back as Adam Weishaupt, he talked about the system would eventually be run by people who call themselves philanthropic agents. They would create policy for governments by their big endeavors. Through so-called charity, etc. You know, so we're run by these foundations and philanthropists. No, there's no check on them. We have no say in them. We don't vote them in, and yet they tell governments what to do. And it says Bill Gates talks about vaccines to reduce population. It says Microsoft founder, one of the world's wealthiest men, Bill Gates projects an image of a benign philanthropist using his billions via his tax-exempt Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation to tackle disease, solve food shortages in Africa, and alleviate poverty. In a recent conference in California, Gates revealed a less public agenda of his philanthropy, population reduction, otherwise known as eugenics. Gates made his remarks to the invitation-only Long Beach, California, TED, 2010 conference, in a speech titled Innovating to Zero, that's Zero Population Growth. Along with the scientifically absurd proposition of reducing man-made CO2 emissions worldwide to zero by 2050, that means everything would be dead if that was the case. Approximately 4.5 minutes into the talk, Gates declared, first we've got population. The world today has 6.8 billion people. That's headed up to about 9 billion people. They always give these massive amounts for the future. Now, if we do a really good job on new vaccines, healthcare, reproductive health services, abortion, we lowered that by perhaps 10 to 15%, he says. In plain English, one of the most powerful men in the world states clearly he expects vaccines to be used to reduce population growth. When Bill Gates speaks about vaccines, he speaks with authority. In January 2010, at the Leap Davis World Economic Forum, Gates announced his foundation would give $10 billion over the next decade to develop and deliver new vaccines to children in the developing world. And it says, the primary focus of his multi-billion-dollar Gates Foundation is vaccinations, especially in Africa and other underdeveloped countries. Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation is a founding member of the GAVI Alliance, Global Alliance for Vaccinations and Immunization, in partnership with the World Bank, the World Health Organization, all under the UN and so on, and the vaccine industry. The goal of the Gavi is to vaccinate every newborn child in the developing world. It sounds like a noble philanthropic work. The problem is the vaccine industry has been repeatedly caught dumping dangerous, meaning unsafe because untested or proven harmful, vaccines onto unwitting third world populations when they can't get rid of the vaccines in the West. Some organizations have suggested that the true aim of the vaccination is to make people sicker and even more susceptible to disease and premature death. Well, that is true. That came out at the conference from the 1970s when they talked about taking down the third world countries quickly because no one would care, and the first world countries with slow crippling diseases so that it would be nobody would marry them, basically, and then you don't breed and have children. And it's just in the aftermath of the most recent unnecessary pandemic declaration of a global H1N1 swine flu emergency, industrial companies were left sitting on hundreds of millions of doses of untested vaccines. Now remember, your government's bought them all. Great business, isn't it, when you go to your government and get them to buy billions of doses. They decided to get rid of embarrassing leftover drugs by handing them over to the WHO, which in return plans to dump them on select poorer countries. France has given 91 million of the 94 million doses the Sarkozy government bought from the pharma giants. Britain gave 55 million of its 60 million doses. The story for Germany and Norway is similar. And Dr. Thomas Jefferson, an epidemiologist with the Cochrane Center, Research Center in Rome, noted, "Why did they give the vaccines to developing countries at all? The pandemic has been called off in most parts of the world. The greatest threat in poor countries right now is heart and circulatory diseases, while the virus figures at the bottom of the list. What is the medical reason for donating 180 million doses? As well, flu is a minor problem in countries with abundant sunshine." And it turned out that the feared H1N1 pandemic, new great plague, they kept saying, "Oh, we're all going to die, we're all going to die," was the mildest flu on record. The pharmaceutical vaccine makers don't speak about the enormous health damage from infant vaccination, including autism and numerous neuromuscular deformities, have been traced back to the toxic adjuvants and preservatives used in most vaccines. Many vaccines, especially multi-dose vaccines that are order-made more cheaply for sale to third world countries, contain something called thimerosal, well, that's a form of mercury, of course. This is in July 1999, the U.S. National Vaccine Information Center declared in a press release that the cumulative effects of ingesting mercury can cause brain damage. Well, they already, they've known that for years. And, of course, they still put it in a lot of the ones and don't tell the public. This is a new form of eugenics. Gates' interest in inducing population reduction amongst black and other minority populations is not new, unfortunately. As this author documents in the book Seeds of Destruction, since the 1920s, the Rockefeller Foundation had funded the eugenics research in Germany through the Kaiser Wilhelm Institutes in Berlin and Munich, including well into the Third Reich. They praised the forced sterilization of people by Hitler's Germany, and the Nazi ideas on race purity. It was John D. Remember, Hitler was copying John D. Rockefeller's system in the States with the sterilizing folk there, too. And he actually said that. Hitler said that. It was John D. Rockefeller, the third lifelong advocate of eugenics. He used his tax-free foundation money to initiate the population reduction neo-Malthusian movement through his private population council in New York. It says here, beginning in the 1950s. No, they had it already in there in Cold Spring Harbor in New York, long before the 1950s. It says the idea of using vaccines to covertly reduce births in the third world is not new. Bill Gates' good friend David Rockefeller and his Rockefeller Foundation were involved as early as 1972 in a major project together with the World Health Organization and others to perfect another new vaccine. The results of the WHO Rockefeller project were put into mass application on human guinea pigs in the early 1990s. The WHO oversaw massive vaccination campaigns against, this is true, this is on TV at the time, I guess, free tetanus shots are given, for women only, by the way, in Nicaragua, Mexico, and the Philippines, also India and Africa. It doesn't have that here. It says Comité Pro Vida de México, a Roman Catholic lay organization, became suspicious of the motives behind the WHO program and decided to test numerous vials of the vaccine and found them to contain chorionic gonadotrophin, or HCG. That was the curious component for a vaccine designed to protect people against lockjaw arising from an infection with rusty nails, etc. But I'll go into this. HZZGG and tell you what happens. Back with more after this break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Micro plant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, micro plant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay. All the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley. An area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species. All gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
In an emergency situation, would you drink contaminated water? You could if you had the amazing Life Straw from MyPatriotSupply.com. Life Straw is the most advanced personal water filter available today. It filters contaminated water from almost any source. Life Straw is lightweight and compact, perfect for hiking, camping, or in an emergency like a flood. Life Straw is easy to clean, comes with a one-year warranty, and has been used worldwide since 2005. Get the amazing Life Straw personal water filter at MyPatriotSupply.com. Plus, check out Survival Seed Vault. 20 seed varieties for only $37.95. Tattler canning lids, long-term storable foods as low as $69.95, and much more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Enjoy stress-free shipping on all orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927 or visit MyPatriotSupply.com. That's 866-229-0927, MyPatriotSupply.com. For emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence.
It is well documented, and I've read many before over the years about the same thing, to do with how they sterilize people across the world. Remember, these are the same people in charge of your countries as well. Don't forget it for a second. And it says they give out free tetanus shots, supposedly, to women across the world. And when they were tested, these shots, they found out that they had human chorionic gonadotropin in it, HCG. So this was a curious component for a vaccine designed to protect people against lockjaw arising from infection with rusty nails or other weak contact with certain bacteria found in soil. The tetanus disease was indeed also rather rare. It also was curious because the HCG was a natural hormone needed to maintain a pregnancy, right? However, when combined with a tetanus toxoid carrier, it stimulates formation of antibodies against HCG. So it attacked your own body. It attacked a fertilized an egg, basically, with your own immune system. That's biowarfare we're talking about here. It rendering a woman incapable of maintaining a pregnancy, a form of concealed abortion. Now, a lot of the women, too, also attacked their ovaries and had massive inflammation, and they became just basically fried. It fried them up. It just destroyed them. So similar reports of vaccines laced with HCG hormones came from the Philippines and Nicaragua. And that is true, because even the CBC News in Canada, I mentioned this years ago, had a little blurb that came out of nowhere where a reporter was talking to two people from the World Health Organization who were standing in front of a map who were justifying this. There was no intro to it, by the way. It was odd, because they always give you an intro so you'll get the proper impression before you hear it and leave with the same proper impression. But there was no intro to it, and these two guys argued arrogantly and self-righteously that if they didn't do it, who else would? Meaning sterilize the people. Anyway, Gates' Gene Revolution in Africa, it says, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, along with David Rockefeller's Rockefeller Foundation, the creators of the GMO biotechnology, are also financing a project called the Alliance for a Green Revolution in Africa, headed by former United Nations Chief Kofi Annan. Accepting the role as AGRA head in June 2007, Annan expresses gratitude to the Rockefeller Foundation, Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, all others who supported our African campaign. The AGRA board is dominated by people from both the Gates and Rockefeller foundations. Monsanto, DuPont, Dow, Syngenta, and other major GMO agribusiness giants are reported at the heart of AGRA, using it as a backdoor to spread their patented GMO seeds across Africa under the deceptive label of biotechnology, a euphemism for genetically engineered patented seeds. The person from the Gates Foundation responsible for his work with AGRA is Dr. Robert Horsch, a 25-year-old Monsanto GMO veteran who was on the team that developed Monsanto's Roundup Ready GMO technologies. His job is reportedly to use Gates' money to introduce GMO into Africa. To date, South Africa is the only African country permitted legal planting of GMO crops. In 2003, Burkina Faso authorized GMO trials. In 2005, Kofi Annan's Ghana drafted biosafety legislation, and key officials expressed their intentions to pursue research into GMO crops. AGRA has been used to create networks of agro-dealers across Africa, at first with no mention of GMO seeds or herbicides, in order to have the infrastructure in place to massively introduce the GMO 12 later on. Then he goes into glyphosate and population reduction. GMO crops have never been proven safe for human or animal consumption. In fact, they've found cancers galore. Moreover, they are inherently genetically unstable, as they are unnatural products of introducing foreign bacteria such as Bacillus thuringiensis or other material into the DNA of a given seed to change its traits. Perhaps equally dangerous are the paired chemical herbicides sold as a mandatory part of the GMO contract, such as Monsanto's Roundup, the most widely used such herbicide in the world. In its highly toxic glyphosate, compounds have been independently tested and proven to exist in toxic concentrations in GMO applications far above that safe for humans or animals. Tiny amounts of glyphosate compounds would do damage to a human umbilical, embryonic, and placental cells in a pregnant woman drinking the water near the GMO fields. One long-standing project the U.S. government has been to perfect a genetically modified variety of corn, the diet staple in Mexico and many other Latin American countries. It's been field-tested and tests financed by the U.S. Department of Agriculture along with a small California biotech company named Epicyte. Announcing his success at 2001 press conference, the president of Epicyte, Mitch Hein, pointed to his GMO corn plants, announcing, "We have a hothouse filled with corn plants that make anti-sperm antibodies, folks. Anti-sperm antibodies." And the links for these statements and everything else are all in this article, which I'll put up tonight. And you wonder why they keep putting out from the United Nations every year, the sperm count has plummeted down to 75-80% down in Western countries. This goes on quite a bit, so put it up. It's well worth looking into. Also, too, I'll put up an article to do with more infertility caused by biotechs and so on. It's a debate as to whether or not genetically modified organisms are causing serious health issues like infertility, and even death is proclaimed as heated and inconclusive, even though it's been proven over and over again, and even admitted to by the big boys at times, and then everybody forgets again. It says that even the very scientists working behind the scenes appear to acknowledge the very reality of their effects. And one such communication received from a very angry biotech scientist who claimed it was awesome if GMOs were causing mass infertility and death. I'll put this up tonight, and there's also a video link to it. You'll hear him talking about this awesome that's causing mass infertility and death back after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5 or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with 4 of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
4, 5, 6, even $7 a gallon? According to fuel industry insiders and economic experts, those are the forecasted fuel prices, with no end in sight. Fight back fuel prices with a fuel saver from AirFusionSystems.com. These fuel savers can save you from 20 to 40%. They're designed to fit any vehicle, from compacts to SUVs to transport trucks. The fuel saver works on all gas, diesel, even propane engines. Easy do-it-yourself installation in about 15 minutes. And the best part? No engine modifications, no computer chipping, no running wires, no chemicals, no water, no running costs, and no maintenance. And these fuel savers come complete with all parts and accessories. See how it works at AirFusionSystems.com, spelled AirFusion Systems.com. Or call 888-887-9981. 888-887-9981. Fuel savers from AirFusionSystems.com. Save fuel, save money, save Earth.
Hi, folks. I'm Alan Watt. We're back cutting through the matrix. And then we go on to Bill Maher. I think it's Maher. I should actually pronounce it Maher or Maher. It's Bill Maher, it's pronounced. He says, we need to promote death, he says. He's a TV host, apparently. Asked by host Neil deGrasse Tyson what he thought about the death penalty and abortion, Maher reaffirmed his support for both, remarking the Pope is consistently pro-life, I'm consistently pro-death. Expressing how he was pro-death penalty, Maher said, my motto is let's kill the right people. I'm pro-choice, I'm for assisted suicide, I'm for regular suicide, I'm for whatever gets the freeway moving, that's what I'm for, he said. It's too crowded, the planet is too crowded. We need to promote death, he says. Explaining how he knew many people who felt the same, Maher went on to say that people who've earned it deserve to die, remarking, kill the right people. The HBO host emphasized how he disagreed with the notion that all life is precious. He probably will know that the most isn't in a particular system that he probably refers to, referring to an argument made by Rick Santorum that prenatal testing should not be covered by the government because it encourages people to have abortions. I don't think there's anything wrong with that, said Maher, expressing support for abortion and noting it's not that hard to create life. It's teeming everywhere. It's something a dog can do, he says. So that's the wonderful celebrities that they give you to follow. And you do. You follow them and you're enthralled by them. And even the foulness that comes out of their mouth sometimes makes you laugh. And that's when you're done for, because when you laugh at the obscene, and things that are literally mocking yourself, you're a goner. You're a goner, folks. And I'll put that tonight, too. There's also a little video to do with it as well. You'll hear him saying it. Also, Big Brother invades the classrooms. Well, this is nothing new. They've been going on and on with it forever. And it says that digital tracking surveillance of school children has been growing. Much attention to given to the phenomenon of corporate tracking of children online activities that violate the Children's Online Privacy Act. And the law originally adopted in 1998 requires websites aimed at children to get parental consent before gathering information about those users who are under 13 years. Many companies, including a Disney subsidiary, have violated it. Corporate marketing interests, most notably Facebook, are fighting proposed revisions to COPPA, C-O-P-P-A. A second front in the tracking of young people has gotten so far less attention. Schools across the country are adopting a variety of different schools to monitor students both in school and outside school. Among the tools are RFID, identification tags, and it says and ID cards, GPS tracking software and computers, and even CCTV cameras systems, according to school authorities. Tools are being adopted not to simply increase security, they prevent truancy, cut down on theft, and even improve students' eating habits. Because then what's she eating? She's all being retrained, you understand, and fixing all the things that you do wrong, according to the experts and elite above you. Just like China, by the way. It's just like China. I'll put an article up tonight, too, where re-education goes on in China, and acting a priest and some nuns were pulled in recently to Shanghai, and put for re-education so they could understand the other side of things, and if they take the hint, they'll follow it. Because if you don't, you get but one warning in China. But it's coming everywhere, too. We're all being retrained the proper way to see things, you see, by celebrities that they put up for you to follow. And you do, you do, you do. You just you're a sucker every time. Even CFR talked about getting that years ago, getting celebrities on board because the young will follow them because they're very impressionable. This article here, too, is pharmaceuticals into GMO pharmaceutical crops, it's called. It's old stuff, too, because I've been doing this for years, since the 90s. But it says here that the truth really is much stranger than fiction, especially when it comes to the open and admitted future plans of major biotech companies. One such case involves a biotech company known as Protegene. It says the officials from which actually faced jail time back in 2002 for contaminating a traditional food supply with biopharmaceutical crops. They were growing pharmaceuticals, they claimed, and vaccine components associated with AIDS, diabetes, and diarrhea. In the 1990s, they even talked about putting in bananas. They said they'd done it successfully, and potatoes as well. Contaminating 500,000 bushels of soy with their biopharmaceutical corn, it contained pharmaceutical and vaccine components associated with deadly disease. The company was slapped with a minor $500,000 fine by the USDA, the same government organization that gives Monsanto's crop special seed approval and ignores the company's blatant disregard for its regulations. As it turns out, the pharmaceutical crops were actually mixed in with traditional crops, and unknowing farmers had already been planted and planted already for human consumption. The USDA claims, however, that crops were confiscated. Yeah, sure. After seeing the fine and some press coverage on the subject, Protegene decided not to apologize but to expand their mission. The company, in combination with estimates by Dow AgroSciences, said that it sought to reach $200 billion in biopharmaceutical crops within 10 years as of 2004. Furthermore, they estimated that 10% of the corn in the U.S. will be far more biopharmaceutical in nature. It already is, folks. It also says here, in other words, it could contain hidden nanoscale vaccinations, antibiotics, antidepressants, or any form of pharmaceutical drug. Look around you. I've watched the people's IQ plummet for years. The UN even admits it themselves. They've lowered the standards in the same test to be normal. One California-based company has even created a spermicidal corn to be used as a mass contraceptive. In an alternate piece covering the issue entitled Spermicidal Breakfast Cereal, author Carmelo Ruiz Marrero asks, what would happen if contraceptive corn or antibiotic wheat accidentally made it to the supermarket? Nobody knows, but that isn't stopping agribusinesses from pursuing these crops. The existence of such technology brings the fight against GMOs to an entirely new level, outside of the known effects such as recent links to tumors, DNA damage, and other complications. GMO crops on your dinner table could soon contain pharmaceutical drugs like statins in an effort of mass medication of the public, such an effort would likely be used in conjunction with others to fight against those who choose to opt out of vaccinations, delivering the vaccine through the food supply. Well, that was discussed at top-level meetings many years ago. You understand, they have the top meetings, and they don't wait. They go and do it. They're not looking for volunteers. You understand? This is a must-be of the big boys at the top. Must-be. You have to look at the thousands of articles out there from the United Nations itself on massive depopulation, from the World Health Organization, and all the foundations that are out there too. Same agenda, same agenda, same agenda, because they all work together as organization for you. Amazing organization. Also, I mentioned the other day there about an ex First Nations chief that was blasted in, I think it was the Globe and Mail, because he wants to go to Iran to put on what he said was to put a human face on Iranians, because they've been demonized so much. And he gets his side of the story and explains why the newspaper blasted them too. I'll put that link up tonight as well for those to read it. It's quite interesting. And why he's been blasted makes him quite clear, because he's made some he's not going along with certain must-be programs, in other words, and because there's no free speech, you see. There's no free speech. But anyway, he's unpopular in certain quarters. But, I mean, I was thinking about it. Why would the Globe and Mail blast him for going to Iran? They haven't declared war yet on Iran, right? And we think through the Cold War, it was called the Cold War with the Soviet Union. We're going to get blasted any day with nuclear missiles and all this kind of stuff, and children were being taught to go under tables. Meanwhile, Bill Clinton was sent over there by the Rhodes Trust, his scholarship he was in, and he went over and lived in the Soviet Union during this Cold War when you were all hiding under your tables, and then they made him president. So if he can get off with it, why can't his ex-Indian chief get off with it too? So this is a good article too. Now, in the 90s, there was a few leaks, just a few leaks in Canada about the GATT Treaty, but also a part of it too, a special branch set up for countries that were foreign countries to come into countries and work and bring in their own peoples. They really tried to hush up in Canada big time. A little bit came out in the media, but not much. But that went ahead regardless. It was to be secret from the general public. When countries, foreign countries invest in your countries under the GATT Treaty, there's another section to it. If you refuse them, if they want to employ your people at home, your domestic people, and you refuse them because the wages are too low or under your wage limit, that country can then sue you through the GATT Treaty and the World Trade and through the WTO and get billions out of it. So this other part of the treaty was to get around that by bringing in their own people at substandard wages. Canada's to import Chinese workers, just like Australia is doing right now, to fill British Columbia mining jobs. It says Canadians just don't have the experience to operate equipment to extract coal. It's almost the same article I read from Australia not long ago, because they're doing the same thing. The first of a group of 200 temporary Chinese workers approved by the federal government will start arriving in BC in coming weeks to work in the burgeoning northeast coal industry, a mine project spokeswoman confirmed Tuesday. In total, anyway, from 1,600 to just under 2,000 Chinese nationals could fill the full-time work in four projects being proposed in coming years for the region due to the shortage of underground mining skills in Canada, exactly the same thing they said in Australia, according to industry officials. Now listen to that, 2,000 of them coming in, right? The four projects, now here's a little bit they used as well in Australia. It could create an estimated 480 to 800 full-time mining jobs for Canadians, right? Canadians just don't have the experience operating equipment needed to safely extract coal in underground mines, said John Kavanagh, chief ex of the Vancouver-based Canadian Dehua International Mines Group, Inc., a company founded by China-born Vancouver businessman Nishun Liu. Without the Chinese and technology they're bringing, these particular mines would not have been developed, he says. The necessity of foreign workers, it's amazing too how much the government's throwing into this as well. Because always do that, you know. Why can't they throw it in for a Canadian company? The necessity of foreign workers was mentioned in BC Premier Christy Clark's November 9, 2011 news release from from Beijing, in which he announced $1.4 billion in Chinese funding for two of the four coal projects. This investment clearly shows how confident China is in British Columbia's world-class mining resources, etc. These two projects support our BC jobs plan. I love how to tie in the little cons. And according to the companies, will create over 6,700 jobs and other economic benefits for British Columbians, right? Listen, remember that figure. Cabinet stressed that the four mines will create numerous spin-off jobs for British Columbians, three for every one full-time job generated, as well as significant personal and corporate tax revenue. See how they've tried to soften it all and get around it all. The 200 workers who got federal government approval under the Temporary Foreign Worker Program will participate in a 100,000-ton bulk sampling of a coal seam at the proposed Murray River underground coal mine, located in the east side of the Rocky Mountains, about 10 clicks south of Tumbler Ridge. It's the most advanced of four underground mines being developed in the region by a number of Chinese companies working with Canadian Dehua. Each is expected to employ an estimated 600 workers. Right? Four. The 2,400, you see. And that's Chinese. Up to 480 of those employees at the Murray River project will be Chinese nationals brought in under the TFW, but that'll be 400 odd for each one of them, actually. You see? See how they're doing it? So anyway, it says the earliest project will be fully operational is the Murray River mine. Should be fully operational by 2015. But they're starting now. Stephen Hunt, Western Director of the U.S., the United Steelworkers Union, ridiculed Tuesday the suggestions that Canadians couldn't be trained to work underground. He says, bullshit. That's what Kavanaugh says, bullshit. He says, it's just a cop-out, a way to bring in guest workers. They're going to into a camp, contribute virtually nothing to the economy, and then when they're done, they'll be sent back to China, he said, as almost verbatim from what happened in the articles from Australia. So anyway, it goes ahead, isn't it? But what's children, you understand? What's children? And you never tell the children the truth. Everything is spun through public relations, which is propaganda campaigns from the federal governments across the whole planet. That's how everything is spun for you at the bottom. Everything, folks. Everything. And also, I want to go and touch on, again, the reality of life and stop being so naive. Because, you see, people who are psychopathic in nature get to the top. I've done lots of talks about it before. It's their nature. They're very aggressive to get to the top. They can be very likable, too, the psychopaths on their showbiz side of it. I'll go into Jimmy Savile, for instance, in England, who's been a lifer at the BBC, the British Broadcasting Corporation, and I'll put up some more articles because it's all unraveling now that he's dead, of course. No one would touch him at the time. I know why they wouldn't touch him at the time. It wasn't just because he'd been knighted and met the Queen and all the rest of it. It was because he belonged to an incredibly wealthy and big, powerful pedo ring, you see, of very high-profile people. That's why. That's why they wouldn't touch it when he was alive. And he basically was spearheaded this pedo ring and supplied little boys, little girls for the high-profile pedos. There's lots of them out there, and the BBC was well aware of this from the very beginning because they've got enough of them in there already. They always have. But anyway, there's a video up that says when Louis met Jimmy Savile. It's a guy who does a lot of the documentaries, Louis Theroux. And he follows Jimmy around. You see how paranoid he is. You hear a little bit. He looks out the bag regardless to do with his little strange habits, you might say. But he's been raping boys and girls for years. Another article is from the Mail Online. Pretend you're asleep, he's here. What the Stokes Mandeville Nurses Hospital told the patients when Savile came calling. Because he always was into philanthropy too, you see. Jimmy's a great philanthropist for charity. He loved getting near children. Former patients claimed Jimmy will fix his star was free to abuse sick and disabled children at the hospital. Wheelchair-bound Carolyn Moore was 13 when Jimmy Savile abused her in the hospital corridor at Stoke Mandeville. North Yorkshire Police says it's also received an historic allegation of sexual abuse against Savile. Alleged victim said she was abused by him as a young girl in the 1980s in Scarborough. He also abused, by the way, lots of the children who were trying to recover in cancer wards. What a sick perv. But you understand there's a lot of sick pervs up there that covered up for this asshole. NHS service where you pre-abused sick children and disabled children, patients knew 30 years ago. He's been doing it right up until he died, by the way. All the staff knew he was a threat, it was claimed yesterday. The Stoke Mandeville chiefs allowed the predatory paedophile to boast he had his own bedroom at the Buckinghamshire Hospital and had lived there for two decades. He also went out to children's schools, offered indigenous stuff. He visited them all the time. Nurses even reported to warning youngsters to pretend to be asleep when the Walk Jim will fix a star was approaching their wards, it was alleged. Well, the BBC has issued a grovelling apology to the late presenter's many victims. National Health Service chiefs are refusing to say sorry. They can't, because they're really angry this has been uncovered. You know, they really are. There's a lot of parents up there in high positions, you know. An awful lot. Not just in that country, it's all over the place. They get up there. Well, you will actually like their personas. Back with more after this.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within three stone's throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Meet Jerry D.
Hi.
Jerry and his family, like you, are very concerned about world conditions and have gathered many emergency preparedness items, including turtle tough shelters.
We have added two 24-foot turtle tufts to our supplies and feel very secure knowing our large family is ready for whatever the future may bring.
Turtle tough shelters are not tents. They are permanent yet portable four-season geodesic frame shelters that are as strong as a cabin at a fraction of the cost and are easy to set up, take down, and move anywhere. Available in two sizes. Get your turtle tough shelter and accessories included at turtletoughshelters.com. That's turtle T-U-F-F shelters.com or call 801-623-3288. That's 801-623-3288 or see them online at turtletoughshelters.com. Turtle Tough Shelters, your all-season home away from home.
Hi folks, I'm back. We're cutting through the matrix and talking about Jimmy Savile, one of many high profile people. Actually, there's an awful lot more. They'll do their best to cover. What they do is cover it all up. So the guy in Canada who was the homosexual guy who put up his video of him eating someone, and they went over to Germany, Kui Ransu, and brought him back. It's all been hushed up. Can you would? And that's what they do with these things. You know, they don't want you to dwell too much on the type of sexuality some people are into. And same with Savile here, too many high-profile people involved in London, England, and around the country. I think Jimmy even went to Jersey as well, where there was a children's home there. It was notorious for child abuse. You understand that the predator always goes to where his prey happens to be. And I've got another article too about some massive things within the Boy Scouts that have all been listed into and categorized of homosexual and predatory pedophiles being in amongst them for years and years and years. But that's the way the world's going. And there's no really shock today, very little shock, because you can't shock people who've been contaminated themselves by all the trash, like the BBC's been turning out for years, that would drive most folk to either do weird stuff or kill themselves with depression watching it, because they've destroyed everything that held the nation together with all the dramas and soaps and everything else that they churn out incessantly. It's just disgusting. But it's not disgusting anymore, because it's normal, standard fare for the public to watch. They've been brought up with it, and that's why they look at the stuff and they can just shrug. It doesn't hit them. There is no outrage, you see. Contamination is the term that Bezmenov used, the KGB guy, of contaminating the culture in the West. And BBC and a lot of other countries, even worked at the CBC Canada, Bezmenov said they met more communists there than they did in the Soviet Union. Same agenda, same agenda, same agenda, over and over. Back to Savile, and it says one claim nurses told young patients to pretend they were asleep when they started visiting their wards. But even tampons have said with the children who were trying to struggle fight cancers, he had no conscience whatsoever. He even had his own pal, a private pharmacist, that came around with him on his escapades, Jim the Pill, that's in the video put up tonight, and who obviously supplied him the special pills necessary to keep going at his age and give him his arousals, etc., etc. Quite the world we live in, eh? But you'll still follow them, and the next one they put up, you'll follow them too, because you're seeing a TV persona, not the real person. And psychopaths are great at acting. Also, forced vaccination. It's now mandatory that healthcare workers, including temporaries who work in hospitals, healthcare, nursing homes, and home care facilities, be injected with a seasonal flu shot, thus setting precedents to forcibly vaccinate a larger population in the future, it says here. Last Friday, Rhode Island became the first state in the Union to initiate a mandated vaccination policy. However, it's not just state law that mandates such vaccinations. Private corporations such as Banner Health can mandate employees as well, and they have been, it says, in this flu season, like the flu. You really think they're getting the flu shots, folks? You think it's all about the flu? Do you really believe that? After the stuff I've been reading tonight, you better wake up. She really, really better wake up. It's just incredible what's been really done. A full-scale world war on the populations of the world, including all of you. You don't eat food anymore. You eat chemical waste junk. It's designed to bring you down fast. From Hamish, myself, Ontario, Canada, it's good night to me. Your God or your gods be with you.